Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of your Let's Talk team. And thank you guys so much for being here today and joining together to say that our health is important to us. This is the best decision you will ever make, to take some time for yourself, to come together with others, and just listen and learn, just be here together, take away tidbits as they fit with your life today, because it does change so much. So, you know, we say whether you're venturing down this road for the first time, and that could be a scary road because sometimes you just don't know which way to go, or you've been at this thing for a long time, maybe your whole life, we welcome you. You are a part of a community. We come together to support each other, learn from each other, celebrate accomplishments, and hold each other accountable. Whatever you need, you got to let us know, okay? And I'll tell you, just being here today, I love it. It helps me so much. I get so pumped up on Fridays knowing that we're going to be here chatting and learning and talking about this thing called health. And we're not just talking diet, not just what you put in your mouth or how you move. It's about everything going on in your life. And, you know, we want to hear what that means to you, too. You know, I want to get some more shows. We had Eden on with mindfulness and meditation, which was phenomenal. We have Rebecca is going to join us down the road here in a month or two as well to talk about, and we haven't even talked about what we're going to talk about, but I'll tell you what, her blog is amazing, and I just feel this heart connection with her, so I want to bring her out here. She's a fellow driver, team driver. So that's where we're going, and I just want to hear more from you guys of what you want to hear. So I'll touch base with that at the end as well. I made a note so I don't forget. But we're going to get moving. So press one if you have any questions you want to share a story, because today, you guys, and how I put it out on Facebook, we are a strength in numbers group. Each of us are on our own health journey with such varied lives, constantly changing lives and lifestyles. Family dynamics, genetic dynamics. We are all individuals, but we come together to learn and share and grow together. This is our second episode of Tell Me Something Good, and it's celebrating steps moving forward, okay? And so I say today my guest is all of you guys. So I hope you'll press one and share something you feel good about you've been doing. It's been a couple months since we've done one of these shows, and I know you're doing stuff good out there, so I want to hear about it. You know, so many people are on the no sugar, no grain, and the results are phenomenal, and it's the energy you feel coming across the air is great. So please pop in and share. One thing I hope we all take to heart is that, you know, to look for the good, and I'm not talking a Pollyanna type thing, but there is good around us and in us. Many times the first thing we focus on is what we're not doing right or good, isn't it? You know, and especially with diet, we'll do that. People, you're like, oh, I'm just not doing good. I didn't eat good today. You know, so we got to stop it. You know, we do that with exercise, too. We just have these high expectations. And, you know, this lifestyle of eating healthy and exercising and take care of yourself, there is no end date for that. This is the road you're taking to be the best version of you. And so a lot of times, and I used to do this too, and I will still catch myself doing that, you know. You have a wedding coming up, or, you know, like even CMC is that, you know, you have these things out there that you're going to eat good till that, or you're going to exercise good till then. Roll that away. This is just the way it is and the way we're moving forward. So you're going to have those potholes and those detours and, you know, just keep going forward. I want to share a book I'm reading. He says in the book, actually, he says, cut the crap and just pick yourself up and do what we know we're going to keep doing. So just to share a little bit, too, I just want to, you know, talk about last week again. We had John on last week and look forward to having him back again. He was phenomenal. You know, Trekker nutritionist, no sugar, no grain since November, and just got so healthy and just is so willing to share with everybody. He put me onto, and if you can take note of this, or I'll put a link out onto the Destination Health on Audio Road Network Facebook page. Vinny Totorich, Totorich. John mentioned him last week. John was actually on one of his podcasts. He is a trainer. he's actually called the Angry's Trainer, I think is what his podcasts are called. And he has a book called Fitness Confidential. And I bought that book. It came in, and I read it in one day because it was so good, you guys, so good. And he does just cuts right through the BS, and I love that. He's just straight to the core, and it's simple. So go look up that website and that podcast. I hope to have him on as a guest as well down the road here because I just think he'd be phenomenal. So big thing I learned. That's my something good I wanted to share. Reading that book, I haven't left enough time to read books, and that felt good. So good to read a book and learn. Doesn't it feel good to learn? So, you know, my experience with No Sugar, No Grain last week, I just tightened it up again at CMC. I was kind of him-hawing with it. You know, Kevin brought it to us like in February or March is when we started talking on the show about it. And when I had lost my weight in 2007, I had lost 53 pounds back then, and it was on a very low-carb diet. It was actually called protein-sparing modified fast. It's like they actually watch your blood to make sure, you know, you're not going too healthy, but it's very, very low-carb. I found it very easy to do, partly because my husband and I were doing it together, but it fit into our family lifestyle. It worked for me, but what I ended up doing, besides just getting comfortable, and I saw it as an end thing. I reached my goal, and I stopped, even though that was the best I had ever felt. It was the easiest way of eating I ever did. I started inching back in into letting other things creep back in, and when I started endurance running, I fell into that carb loading bit, and it took then you just your body just starts craving it, and it's a vicious cycle. So I'm very excited to be back on that with all of you who are following that. And you know, things I learned with it, I think Becky had put out there as well, you know, with endurance running, you know, we find we used to fuel ourselves with these packets of goo, of sugar goo, and it's crazy how we're marketed to with this stuff, you guys, the Gatorade, the power bars and all this, and we fall into it because we just think, and, you know, and they create a movement with it. But, you know, get back to the basics, got to teach my body to do what it's supposed to do with that and burn the fat. So had a good experience at a 5-mile run on Saturday that went really well, and that, you know, that you wouldn't need anything anyways. But I did a 40-mile bike ride with a friend who's training for an Ironman on Sunday, and it kicked my butt. But it was a learning thing. Again, so you come back and you read and you say, what are people doing that are doing this? So that was good. It was bad, but it was good. So it's another way to learn and grow in this going forward. So before I get to a couple questions, and again, I want to hear from you guys what you're doing, what's good out there. Tell us something good. We had some people posted a few challenges, and what I'm going to do is find out from you guys what is working for you. If you have ideas, there's four of them out here. When you have ideas of what you're doing that works, please press 1 and share with Lisa so that you can come on and share some ideas. So a couple of these challenges that people are having is I'm shopping for food. Shopping for good, healthy food to have. I didn't get more information as far as what they might have in the truck to be able to store it. The other one is being home. This is interesting because I've heard this from one of the couples we had on the show. Being home and eating what everybody else eats and not the great stuff in the truck. One of the benefits, one of the great things you guys have is being able to control the environment in your truck as far as what you have with you. And then you come home and you're bombarded with all of this other stuff. So what do you do to stay on track? I mean, and that's not to not let yourself enjoy. You know, this is not, you know, that strict of a diet. You know, you got to let yourself have the good stuff, you know, not the good stuff. The good stuff is what you're eating. You know what I mean? Let yourself have something you really enjoy, but be mindful and enjoy every single bite of it. The other one was cooking healthy while on the road. What do you guys do? How do you cook? And then one that somebody posted a while ago and I haven't put out here yet, how do you clean your utensils and your cooking items when on the truck? How do you clean when you're on the road? How do you keep things clean and you feel like it's sanitary and do it right? So hopefully I didn't run down those too fast. Hopefully one of them spoke to you like, oh, I've got a great idea for that. So press 1 and talk to Lisa and share so that we can spread the knowledge here, okay? And keep going. So with this Tell Something New, it's all about you guys. So I am going to pop into Ohio. And Ohio is drying out a little bit. It has been so wet here. I hope all you guys are safe out there with all this rain and weather, this crazy weather we're having. I actually had to shut the window last week because a storm was coming in. We had another whopper last night with a huge funnel cloud. I think it might have been a tornado just about 20 minutes from me. So if this will connect, I'm going to bring John on. Sorry about this. Having a little problem, John. Hang on there. Not quite getting my soundboard to connect here. It's being fidgety. Try one more time. There we go. Hey, John, how are you? Oh, my goodness. You know what I did, you guys? I'm acting like I screened the show today for Kevin, so I was actually acting like I was going in there. Probably surprised Lisa. Anyways, here we go. John, how are you?
Hi, how you doing, Kim?
You could have messed with me and been really quiet for a little bit longer. I'm kind of like, what the heck?
I can't mess with you. You're too good to us.
So you're in our great state of Ohio, and it's dried out a little bit.
Yes.
You didn't get caught in any of that rain.
We got pounded in rain this morning. It's horrible. I'm down by Columbus. It is just really bad. But, you know, hey, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
So, okay. I wanted, for the last, I don't know, 3+ weeks, I have actually joined the gym, and I've been going to a gym. And I wanted to be able to tell everybody how easy it is. And I'll be honest with you, I never said anything on the show yet because I was thinking, well, if it doesn't work out, I don't want to feel like I'm disappointed that I failed myself, you know? And it has been so easy. I can't believe it.
Well, tell me more. First of all, what gym did you join? Was it a national one?
Planet Fitness.
Okay.
And the way that they have it is you could either do their $10 deal and you go to just the one gym and you can go there unlimited times, or for $20, you can go use your one gym as many times as you want or up to 10 times a month, you can go to any other gym. But each gym only counts as one. So if you go to, like, 20 different gyms in 1 month, it only counts as one. It's that, say, I'm from Connecticut. The home gym, I can go unlimited. But if I go to California for, say, I don't know, 3 weeks, I'm in the same place, I can only go to that single gym 10 times. So let's face it, we're drivers. We tend to not necessarily be at the same exact places all the time. And I think 10 times is enough in one gym for a month. So I said, screw it. Let me just spend the $20 and let me do it. And what I find is that I tend to go, I'm going about 3 times a week, sometimes 4. I love going really late at night because you have the place completely to yourself. They have showers there. More than likely, I have enough room to just overnight there with the truck and the trailer. And if I know that I don't have a whole lot of room, what I'll do is go drop my trailer at a truck stop and then just bobtail over there.
Nice. So you haven't found that truck parking is a problem.
I only had one place that I had a little bit of an issue with parking, and I had Google Earth it before I went there, and it looked like it was going to be good, and the parking was just really jammed up. So I just passed it by, went 3 more miles down the road, went to the truck stop, dropped the trailer, bobtailed over, did my thing, and went back to the truck stop.
Yeah.
But
every other
place that I've gone to, you know, I have had zero issue getting in and out. They all have been in strip malls that had room in the back, you know, because they get normal deliveries during the day. So, you know, they have trucks going in and out of behind the strip mall. And, yeah, there was times where I parked behind and I had to walk all the way around. Big deal.
Okay.
You know, you're getting a little more exercise.
Yeah.
My life's not going to come crashing to an end because I had to walk an extra 2 or 3 minutes. It just adds it into how many steps I took that day. No big deal. I really haven't had an issue, and I would probably say about 30% of the time I just, you know, finish my workout and I just overnight there and take off in the morning.
Great. Great. How's your workout going? I mean, what do you do? Tell me when you go in there. Like, what's an example?
Everybody knows I'm a slow, sure kind of guy. I start for like, and I slowly have been ramping up how much treadmill I've done. And each time I go slightly faster. And now I'm doing about a half hour on the treadmill at about 3.5 miles an hour. And I know people are laughing. That's nothing. It's not that fast. But I don't care. I really don't care. I'm not in a race with anybody else. I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody. I'm just trying to prove something to myself that I go either a little longer or a little faster than I did yesterday. The second week I added in the bike, which I find that I get really, really winded when I do that. I tend to try and keep my speed up with that. And then this week I just added in, I don't know what you call the machine, but it's kind of like a skier. Your feet are going around almost in a circle and your arms are going back and forth. That one I get the best workout on.
Okay, cool. So
I've been just basically doing cardio.
Yeah, but that's awesome. You're getting there. You're starting to build. And that I think, is the biggest step sometimes, whether you're on the road or not. Going to a gym can be so intimidating. And the first thing I would say to somebody, you mentioned about being on the treadmill and, like, how slow or fast. The one thing I found with gyms is that I honestly do not feel any judgment there. I feel part of just, like, we're here, community. I think people appreciate other people doing something good for themselves. They know what it took to get there. They know, the majority of it, sometimes it's a tough one to walk in the door or do something. And so, I had read actually in that book, that Fitness Confidential one, they were saying that, you got the treadmill people, and the people, sometimes the intimidating part is where the weights and stuff are, but same thing that you have there. People just recognize that, you're doing good. So don't feel like you're being judged at all. They're happy you're there. I'm happy you're there. So way to go.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about being judged because I'm never going to see any of these people ever again. So I don't care.
You never know.
You can judge me all you want. Look at me and feel good about yourself. That's fine.
I'm so proud of you going there. And Planet Fitness is a great one. Nancy on the Truck and Runners page, she phenomenal. Her and her husband are on the road, and Planet Fitness is their big one that they go to too. And I always, whenever I read her stuff, that just sets in my head like that's a great
everywhere.
Place for you guys to do on the road. Good, yeah.
There's over 1,000 gyms. How can you not find one? I mean, I can honestly say, every single place that I wanted to stop, I have found a Planet Fitness no more than 10 miles away. Every single place.
That's great. Okay. Well, hey,
on to my question.
Sharing. That is a great topic. Oh, you have a question. I want to hear it. Okay.
Yes, I have a question. Okay. Coconut oil.
Yes.
I know that you should be having a little bit of coconut oil every day, but I heard something, and I want to know if it's true. Somebody told me that if you take coconut oil and basically what you do is you put it in your mouth and you just let it stay there in your mouth for like 30 minutes, and it's supposed to kill bad bacteria. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, it's called, it's pulling. It's oil pulling. Is that what it's called? Pulling. And what it's doing is it is doing that. And you actually have to have it in your mouth for a long time. I have not done it yet. I mean, I'm talking like 20 minutes. And that's what it's doing. It's actually pulling the bacteria from your gums because a lot of our mouths are so full of bacteria, and that's where we get a lot of sicknesses and so forth. So that is basically what it is. And you don't swallow it, of course, because you're pulling all those bad things. You just Google it online. You put it, like right now, my coconut oil I have, because it's kind of warm here, is not like really hard. It's not
right.
It's not liquefied. So the first hard part about doing it, from what I understand, is you put the tablespoon in your mouth and you have to let it soften up a little bit so that you can switch it around. And I would gather that you should put a book in your ear or some music in your ear to let that time pass, because and set the timer and try it. And to be honest, I haven't tried it. I guess I'll try that this week and maybe have something to say, learn a little bit, and then brush your teeth, so you get a nice clean feel. But I've heard really good things about it.
Okay.
So I'll have to do
and then I guess the second
well.
tablespoon that I guess the second tablespoon that you have in the day, you swallow that one.
Yeah, I not directly. I don't know. I do like a protein drink. I'm not a one to have, a lot of people really rely on protein drinks, but it's my go-to in the morning to have a quick breakfast. And so I do almond milk, and I do my protein powder, and I do a tablespoon of coconut oil. And I'm not a coconut lover, but I love it in my drink, my protein drink. So try it. Cook with it. You know, saute your vegetables.
I've been putting it in my salad dressing.
Anything in it. Oh, have you?
I make my own salad dressing, and I put about maybe 20% coconut oil, about 60% olive oil, and then whatever other decent flavored oil that I want on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I make like a balsamic vinaigrette, a little
nice.
Mustard and such. And that is another way that I'm getting coconut oil into my diet.
Yes, it is. That's great. And I love flavor, so... Great for
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The gym, got the coconut oil, and we learned to live up pulling. So I appreciate you, John.
Thank you.
Thanks. Be safe. Talk to you soon. Let's head off to Steve in Iowa. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for calling. So what can I help you with? Or what do you want to share? Do you have something good to share?
Say it again.
I said, do you have something good to share? Something, tell me something good or a question?
Well, I'm working. Yeah, I have a question about fresh vegetables on the truck.
Okay.
I don't get to stop at the grocery store as often as would like to keep stocked up on fresh vegetables, and I don't have a lot of storage space that's refrigerated.
Okay.
What are the best fresh vegetables that will keep unrefrigerated?
You know, well, first of all, do you have some favorites that you like, that you really enjoy?
Say that again.
Do you have vegetables that are your favorites that you really enjoy?
I love the zucchini and yellow squashes. Love Brussels sprouts and cabbage.
Okay.
That's some of my favorites, but I also like green beans. I love fresh corn, but it seems like it don't last long. But what I like to do is cook it in the rice cooker, steaming it, and just season it with margarine and garlic and parsley and whatnot. But I'm having a really hard time finding stuff that lasts too long out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, and let me just ask you one more question too. When in your mind, what are you thinking too long to? What are you expecting, or what would you like? It'd be great if it lasted.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, sorry. Let me back up with this. Okay, so, and if Becky's out there, I'm going to ask her to press 1 so that we can, because I know she popped in a while ago and found some vegetables, because she said, boy, she realized that some of these can keep that do not need to be refrigerated. And I'm thinking broccoli, cauliflower, your fruits naturally. But the one thing I remember John saying last week was that he did have to stop more often for vegetables to restock. Now you'll have to keep in mind too, which is the thing about organic versus what's in the store. I find that if I buy the fruits and vegetables, like if I buy bananas that are not organic, I bring them home and they are bad within a couple of days, because they're just grown to do that. They're grown to ripen based on the store and the supplier and so forth. So the idea is, to find some of the vegetables that if you want to keep a little bit longer, like I said, I think that's broccoli, carrots, which you want to do in moderation because of the sugar in them, the cauliflower, yams, again, in moderation because of the sugar in those ones. But you might just have to make a commitment maybe to stop, not buy as much. That was hard for me because I would stock up like crazy and then throw half of it away. So you do not have a cooler or refrigerator, correct? Oops. Did I lose you again, Grant? Hello? I said Grant. Oh, my gosh. Steve. This is what I do to my kids, you guys. I go down through the whole line. See you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's just really hard to hear y'all guys.
Oh, shoot. So I was asking about the refrigeration you have available. Do you have a cooler?
Yes, I do have a refrigerator.
Okay, and it's just small.
It's really compact. It's smaller than a dorm room size refrigerator, and so there's not a lot of room for storage.
Yeah,
I'm looking for that stuff.
Yeah, that was the one thing I remember John saying. He actually, and John was our guest last week, that went strict, no sugar, no grain, and he only had a cooler that he plugged in, a 12-volt cooler, and that was the one thing he mentioned, he just found he had to stop more often to get fresh vegetables.
Right.
I want to put that question
away.
Good. Tell me a little bit more. So you're doing, what are you doing?
Well, I'm just, like I said, I'm steaming vegetables, margarine, powder, not garlic salt.
Okay. Wait. I want to stop you for 1 minute because you said that earlier, and I bet I wanted to jump up. Can I encourage you to get some butter and do not use margarine? Margarine is so processed. Can you try butter for me?
Yeah, I can do butter.
Okay.
I just do it because if you can get the margarine, just economically been cheaper.
Okay, it's so butter. And you know what? I grew up on margarine. You know, we always thought butter was bad. Butter is not bad. Margarine's the bad guy. So you'll find it just tastes better, too. I mean, so please try that. Please try that. That's my one thing. I have not searched out, and that's my next step, so it's like in steps. I haven't searched out grass-fed, that kind of organic butter. I do buy butter over margarine. So that would be another great step to just try that. Yeah.
And what do you think the best protein is to go with steamed vegetables?
What's the best protein to go for steamed vegetables? I mean, what do you like? I mean, honestly, what do you like?
I like everything. I've gave up my rice and pasta and my potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And pasta was the hardest thing to give up.
I know.
Because it's so convenient. But
it is. I know.
I could eat my weight in pork, but I know that's not the thing to do.
No, well, yeah, I mean, it's in moderation. When you're first getting going to, don't worry so much. You'll find yourself falling into a thing where you won't be hungry. You'll be able to, self-moderate yourself as far as how much you're eating. As far as the protein, I mean, Kevin Tito has shared, they used to say saturated fats bad and all that, so, have the beef. This is what I will say, though. I'm not a huge beef person. I do like the more lean stuff, the chicken, and I'll do pork tenderloins and that. But I think the best thing, if you like it all, just vary it, Steve. That's probably one of the best things because then you won't get bored with it. So vary what you have. Make enough to maybe have it a little bit, some leftovers the next day. And spread it out throughout the week. Keep it interesting.
Right.
Keep it interesting. Yeah.
Right. Is there any kind of prepackaged sauces, some of the Oriental sauces, that's okay? That's not too bad on sodium?
Just read the labels. That's my recommendation there. Salsa is a great condiment to really add flavor to anything, to add flavor to your eggs, to your vegetables, on top of your chicken or fish. But just read the labels. That's all. Stay as close to, as whole foods. Just make sure there's not a ton of ingredients. And usually with salsa, that was a great one. I'm glad you brought that up. Because that's one in the store that you can probably find closest to clean out there. Watch the ones where they throw the sugar in there. I would watch sugar even over sodium in any of that, okay?
Okay.
Because to be honest, I can't
You know what, and I might go look at some, you know, just check out some of the labels in the store. I don't think they're over sodium. I would just, again, worry about the ones where you get into the flavored with the, you know, where they might throw some hidden sugar. So.
Right.
Sounds like you're doing great. Right. What, you know, what are you, how long have you been doing this?
15 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're, keep learning. You keep learning and asking questions, so that's great.
Yeah, I've only been cooking on the truck for about 3 or 4 years, and it's hard to do it sometimes because you've had a long day, you get to the truck stop, you take a shower, it's so much easier to go grab that burger than it is to come back out to the truck and prep something up and cook it and wait.
Yeah, you know what, and if you have to sometimes, you know, I mean, it's not the best, but, you know, grab the burger and take the bun off and tell them to give you extra vegetables. If you have those days where you just can't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you'll find that, you know, you'll find that you'll just be able to eat in any environment when you... It just becomes part of who you are. It's just the way you eat, you know, and you'll search out certain things. So in the meantime, if you, Steve, if you're on Facebook, there's two websites. Heart Smart Highway is a great one. They share some wonderful recipes for cooking out there. Jeannie even has some videos that she'll even show, but they're simple. She does simple, simple stuff. Okay?
Right.
Big Truck Cooking is another one. They're not geared to specifically for health, but they have great ideas and great tips and great people out there that are sharing how to cook on the truck. But those are two Facebook pages, groups I would encourage you to go out and check out.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. The toughest thing for me was growing up in Alabama.
Yeah.
Watching my grandparents cook.
Uh-huh.
That's the only way I knew, so I've had to teach myself how to cook over because everything had bacon grease, lard, flour, fried this, fried that, and it's really been a challenge trying to get away from that comfort food.
Yeah, well, take some of the stuff that you enjoy from that. You know, bacon grease isn't necessarily so bad. It's, you know, what we've done ourselves in it is with all the extra processed stuff. So if we get back to the basics and simplify things like our grandparents did, I mean, we didn't have as many of the health problems as we did back then, you know. We've overcomplicated things, and with that easy, fast stuff, it's hurting us. So keep it simple. Add some stuff that adds flavor, you know, like enjoy that, you know. Like I said, maybe a little bit of bacon grease, but real butter and as close to real as you can.
Okay.
You got it. It sounds like you're just really, really on the right path, and you got a lot to share with us. So be sure and come back and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Right. Thank you, Steve. Be safe out there.
All right, thanks.
Bye now. We're going to head to Missouri and talk to Grant. So, Grant, tell me something good.
Hello, Kim. I'll tell you something good. I started paleo on Monday.
How's it going?
I'll tell you what, I used to have to take medication to sleep, and just in the 1 week that I haven't had any sodas, I'm sleeping all the way through the night now.
Isn't that crazy?
I think it's the first time in my adult life that I've never went more than a day without drinking multiple sodas.
How are you feeling?
Yeah. I actually feel better. I had a lot of aches and pains and just feeling old, and that's why I decided to do it. And I picked the paleo because I'm a carnivore of the highest order.
Okay.
And I eat meat all the time.
Uh-huh.
The one thing that I'm having a problem with is that I do not like vegetables. And the only vegetables that I do eat are corn, green beans, and salad for the most part. I've been substituting fruit for vegetables, which I understand is not good.
Well, in moderation.
And I wanted to know, do you have any ideas for somebody that just doesn't like vegetables?
Yeah, so you shared some that you do like. You like corn, which, again, that's a starchy vegetable. You just want to be careful with that, you know, just have it every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time. Green beans and salad. So that's it, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let me ask you this. I mean, do you like cucumbers? Do you like peppers?
I can stand cucumbers.
Have you not had them for a while? Okay.
Yeah, I never have liked them. When I eat them, I just can't swallow them. Tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, anything that ends with flour, broccoli, anything like that, I just can't eat it.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's some kind of mental trauma, but I just can't do it.
And you know what? And be patient with yourself with that. Give yourself a little grace, what I say. Because you know what I found is that I go to the produce section and there's just so much beautiful produce and stuff, and I'll buy a ton and I'll let some go, you know, like a lot of times things will go bad because I stick with the few that are my go-tos that I love. And you named one of them, a salad. It's huge. I'll have a salad a day. Now, I do like cucumber, mm-hmm. And tomatoes, green beans, and that. And green beans, I love peppers. But I stick with the ones that I seem to go to. So keep it simple. I would recommend, to tell you the truth, just focus on that. If you can do a salad a day, you are way ahead of the game, Grant. A salad
okay.
a day. Watch. I don't know what you're putting on it. How about salad dressings? What do you do for that?
Well, I looked on Paleo Leap last night and found a salad dressing, and I made it, and it was pretty good.
That's great.
So it's mostly a balsamic vinegar and some mustard, and I'm a kind of a simple person. I don't like things too complicated.
See, that's good. That's good, I think if we complicate it, this is what I recommend doing, like, stick with what you like right now. And if it's that salad, and you change up the dressing that you put on it, be careful, you know, what you do there, but you're going to find that your palate is going to start craving this stuff. You are going to like eating more clean. And you might then try venturing and trying a few other kinds of vegetables. Take the ones you like salad, even like the green beans, and search for recipes that you can do with them, okay?
Okay.
And make sure you're getting the good fats on there. You mentioned, you know, the balsamic and the mustard. I'm not sure if you're doing some olive oil on there as well. But make sure you're getting, as you're going down this path, especially for the first week, and because I fell in it too, I heard Kevin talk about the show. When I did low carb before, it was more low fat as well, and that was tougher. I am feeling 10 times better this time because do you like avocados, Grant?
I can eat them, but I don't necessarily like them.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't eat them.
Okay, and I don't eat mine plain. I put mine on my salad or on my egg, and the other recommendation I have, if you ever want to, you know. Make a note or maybe look into getting this Nutribullet. The Nutribullet I use once a day. Nutribullets are great for vegetables. That's how I get like a green smoothie in the afternoon. And I prepackage. Let me ask you this. Do you have a freezer in your truck?
Well, I'll tell you what. I am home every night. But
oh, wonderful.
I am home every night. I don't live on the road. But I have to cook every Sunday. I just cook for the whole week because I get home so late.
Yeah. And that's
now,
your success right there, too.
Yeah, and I understand, I understand from the things I've read that green beans aren't so great. Is that true?
I have to read on that because I don't know about that. So I'll be very honest. I mean...
Okay.
Green beans are always one. I'll look on that and come back next week at the beginning and let everybody know what I found. But I wonder why they think that.
Well, I'm a newbie, so I'm just learning.
And isn't that great? I love
that.
I mean, absolutely fascinated with it. And I think that's one of the best parts about it's taking ownership of what we're eating and our health. And there's so much to learn, and it's exciting. I think it's something go ahead.
I'll tell you one thing that I did notice. I started buying all grain-fed organic beef. and pork and chicken and, you know, everything I can find, eggs. And I am a meat connoisseur, as I said, and these taste so much better than the stuff I was buying in the store before.
Isn't it amazing? We do, my beef and chicken I buy grass-fed. And you don't know it until you do try it. Isn't that true? Like,
yeah, what a difference.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good point to, but good for you, because that does take some extra time to step back and go search it out and say, you know, I'm going to make this happen.
But I appreciate your time, and I will give some of your ideas a try.
Yeah, please do that, and come back next week. Let us know. I will post on. I got to post a picture. Lisa, hopefully, she'll remind me. I know she will, because I took a picture of the prepackaged spinach and cucumber and lemon that I used to do. I'm almost out of it. My freezer actually. That I would prepackage and put in my freezer, so that I could just crush up and put in my NutriBullet and add some water to it. And that's a great way to get some good greens and vegetables in you. It tastes wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. And you have a great day.
So, you too, Grant. Thank you. You guys will get talking about this, and I'm so proud of everybody, that all the things that you're doing out there. It's so wonderful. So we're going to head to Alberta and talk to Gary. Gary, welcome to the show. Tell me something good.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Tell you something good? Yeah, I certainly can. Last year, I went in for my DOT physical, and when they weighed me out, much to my dismay, I had gained 55 pounds. And I knew at that point it was time to do something. I've only been driving for 5 years. I came out of retirement. I was bored sitting home, so I started driving truck. And so I put a bit of a regimen together and talked to a few health nuts about what I should do. We came to the conclusion that basically if you put six people in the same room that wrote books on diets, left them alone for an hour, came back, they'd all be dead. So what I started doing was I went to vegetables and meat. Vegetables and meat. And cut out sugar. I won't say entirely. I don't think you can really totally get away from it because of the way some foods are prepared. But anyway, and exercise. So as far as utensils, I picked up a 8-inch electric skillet, a small blender, a 1-quart crock pot, a small electric Coleman cooler for keeping my vegetables fresh instead of putting them in the refrigerator in my truck, which gets pretty cold at times. And so I do a lot of food prep for what I make. And I basically designed my meals around what I normally like to eat anyway, which is a lot of times is like stir fry. I just don't put all the garbage in with it, and it works out really well. So far, so good. And for snacking and everything else, I usually it's hard-boiled eggs, avocados. Sometimes I'll cheat and have a banana or, you know, an apple. But the exercise part was what made the big difference, and I noticed that driving OTR and sitting in the truck stops and looking at a lot of the guys walking around, that I just did not want to get any worse than I already was. So I went to the old-fashioned grunt workout routine where I would walk around my truck 5 times. I would crawl underneath my truck 5 times and walk around my truck 5 times. And getting down, getting up, walking, getting down, getting up, walking. People thought I was nuts when they saw me doing that. But I told them, when you're at a truck stop, you can walk around the truck stop, that's fine, but you're just walking, but you need to put stress on the muscles and everything else. Just getting down on the ground and crawling and getting up is a good way to go. And I do that every other day. I try to do it every 2 days. That way, when I'm done, I can go take a shower. I try to shower every 2 days because of my schedule and the distance I have to cover. A shower every 2 days. So my shower day, I do the heavy workout. The next day, I just rest, continue my eating process. Anyway, long story short, over the course of the last 8 months, I have lost 90 pounds.
Oh, my gosh, Gary. That is phenomenal.
Yeah. Well,
oh, my gosh.
The one thing is, though, I suggest everybody do not do it cold turkey because that's where you fail. When you cut everything out, all of a sudden your brain is just going, no, 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 I need this, I need this, and you fall back. You go back to it. So what I do is twice a week I allow myself to cheat a little bit. Not a lot, but
mm-hmm,
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of pie or a hot dog or a cheeseburger or maybe a few pieces of fried chicken because that's all you're going to find. That's all you're going to find at a truck stop. I do it. And I'm at the point now where I kind of don't like doing it that much. But I still do because I'm a creature of habit. But the whole thing was the food, vegetables and meat. Meat, chicken, fish, and vegetables. And you had a caller earlier that was concerned about keeping his veggies fresh. Buy a small,
right,
electric cooler. Plug it into your cigarette lighter, sit it in front of your passenger seat, keep your veggies in there, and you can load up your refrigerator with everything else you need. Salads are great. My salad dressing of choice is Kinkelman's rice vinegar, and you can get it in different flavors. Kinkelman's. It's Japanese. Rice vinegar. Yeah. And you can get garlic flavored, purple onion flavored. I also use egg beaters for breakfast. I have microwave dishes that make omelets and whatnot. And when you go into Walmart or your Safeway stores, go to the produce section, you'll find that they have prepped onions and peppers and everything else. They chop them up and sell them in small packages. So that kind of cuts out having to do your own food prep. So when you get up in the morning, you can the egg beaters and the onions and the peppers and whatever else you want to put in an omelet. Microwave for 3 minutes, and you've got a great omelet. So there's a lot you can do. But the thing is to do as little as possible and take 2 days a week to cheat, and then you won't have to worry about anything. But the exercise, every other day, religiously.
That is great. Now, Gary, what was it? I'm going to ask you two questions. First of all, let's back up for this. That's an easy one. Like, tell me what a day is. Like you said about your breakfast, that you have egg beaters, although I'd love to see you do real eggs someday. So you do with the vegetables. What's the lunch look like for you? Oh, shoot. We just dropped him, you guys. Gary, I'm so sorry. I just saw you drop. So Gary, thank you so much. I'm so glad he came on. I hope you guys picked up a couple pointers from that. You know, a year ago, he gained 55 pounds, and within that, you know, he went to, you know, meats and vegetables and getting moving every other day. So he sounds like he's got a big, good plan. He knows, you know, what he can put in his truck and how he can cook, and he's lost over 90 pounds, and that is just phenomenal. You guys are so inspiring. So let's head to Iowa and talk to John. So, John, you got something good to tell us?
Oh, I've never had a bad day in my life.
There you go. I love it. That is awesome.
Hey, I'm curious. This is the first time I've ever listened to you guys. I listen to Kevin all the time, but I don't drive over the road much. I've got a local run, but I'm starting to drive over the road more, and I don't have like an icebox or an inverter or anything put in here yet, but I'm fixing to do all that, and I'm wondering if there's a place to go to like get a menu of sorts to, like, go into the grocery store and I need to pick up this, 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 and this. So I'm not having to wonder and guess, like, do I need this? And then as soon as you get back from the truck and you're a few miles down the road, you're like, crap, I forgot that.
And you realize I forgot something. You know? I do that every day at home. Go ahead. Like, we're squirming because we want to do this so bad, this menu thing where, you know, to say, here, you know, take this into Walmart and you can buy this, this, and this, and have a recipe, you know. Did I lose you, John? Oh my gosh, we are dropping calls left and right, you guys. I have no idea what is going on. Ah, so
John, if you hear this, give a call back. So this is what John was asking, is if have a plan. So you guys, and if there's anybody out there with some ideas, please press 1 and pop in here too. But this is what I'll say. If you guys are not on the Heart Smart Highway Facebook page, go get on that and see the different things that everybody is making. And, you know, hopefully we'll get some recipes going and so forth out there. Sorry, I was getting a little sidetracked there trying to figure out what's going on with the soundboard. But keep it simple. What I have noticed is that people are, the ones, the recipes are out there, you know, you have your protein and you have some vegetables aside there. So keep it simple, one or two things, because it'll be the easiest to stick to and the best for you. And I see we have John back. Thank you for calling back, John. There you go. I lost you.
Yeah, I know. I got this new headset, and it's got like 52,000 buttons on the side, and I hit the wrong one. I was trying to turn it up, and I turned you off.
I've done that before, so I'm so glad you called back. So I was just, I started talking there about the website, the Facebook page, Heart Smart Highway, but this is something that Lisa and I want to do it, and that we want to do at Destination Health, is come up with a plan to say, you know, print this off, you have some, you know, different recipes and easy things to buy. But the one thing that I noticed.
And like, if there was like devices you need to get, like I need to get a microwave or I need to get a little crock pot, and what, like, if you could dumb it down and make it simple for a simple kind of guy like myself, like you need to go get this and get this, 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 and this, and you can do this.
Okay, and this is where I would start with that. The first, and I'm not in a truck, so I do not cook in a truck, John. That's why I look to the experts that do, like the people on Heart Smart Highway, and like Sarah, and I hope Becky or Sarah's out here. This is the one place I would start. If you do not have a cooler to be able to keep some fresh, cool food with you, I would start there. That seemed to be the John was on last week, and you can listen to that show, where he did no sugar, no grain, and he was able to do it through a cooler. I believe he also had a microwave. I'm sorry. Okay, so he could heat up stuff, he could make it, he could heat it up, then he had his fresh vegetables to start there. But I would say, John, what are your goals? Is it to just have healthy eating? Are you switching the way you eat, or do you want to take how you eat now and just take that on the road?
Yeah, all of that. But I'm a big dude. Like, I'm a really big dude. I'm 6'4", 230, and I usually hover around the 200 area, but since I started driving a truck, that 30 that just kind of showed up and went, hey, here I am. What are you going to do about it now?
Yeah.
So I'm like at the point I'm going to have to replace all my britches or get rid of some of my fat ass, you know? So I've started working out like a week ago. I got when I pull into a truck stop, I've got a little short piece of rope that I'll lay down on the ground and put a curlicue in the middle and back over it with my duals. So I got, when you pull up the rope, it's like a couple inches off the ground. So you can put your feet underneath there and do sit-ups and stuff, crunches and all that jazz. And then, your caller you was talking about earlier, he says he goes around his truck. I do that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'll run around it frontwards and then run around it backwards. And you kind of look like a yahoo, but I just kind of giggle and think.
That's okay.
You big boys can just giggle your fat butts off sitting in there, you know, talking on your CBs about me. But I got to get rid of this thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. You just got to take care of yourself. You know, somebody had talked about, I forget who was saying that to do your pre-trip around your truck, do it lunge, walking lunges and do that. So way to go to find a way to at least get moving and get some strength going back out on the road. As far as eating-wise, do you have anything that you have in your truck?
No, this is a brand new truck. I just bought it, so I haven't decked it out yet. I haven't put anything in here yet.
Okay, so we need some people to pop in and share what their number one thing. And we have your number too, John, so we'll get some direct contact for you if that would be okay. We've got some great people out here. Yeah, great people out here are sharing that they're cooking on the truck and what they have. Go to this Facebook page, Heart Smart Highway and Big Truck Cooking, that they have all the different tools to use as well. But as far as the number one thing I would – Facebook page, Heart Smart Highway and Big
Heart
Truck Cooking.
Heart Smart Highway?
HeartSmart Highway. Fabulous page. Oh my gosh. Fabulous.
Hearts
page.
For Highway?
Yeah, sorry, I'm talking too fast. HeartSmart Highway.
Oh, HeartSmart Highway. Okay. Yeah. All right.
What did I do? I need to drink some water. Yeah, HeartSmart Highway.
And what was the other one?
Big Truck Cooking. Now, that one's more of helping each other, you know, with tools. But HeartSmart Highway, they are eating healthy on the truck, cooking phenomenal things.
Okay.
They even have a cooking challenge going on, too, where people are posting, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Great, I love contests. There you go. We're going to get you out there doing some cooking contests. But, John, keep it simple. Try to focus just this next week, like, on you know, cutting out the sugar and cutting out the grains. That's what we're really kind of, you know, Kevin got us here this way, and the results you can't deny. We're seeing just phenomenal results from people. It may not work for all people, and so I want to back up a little bit with that, you know, and say, so, but it's something I would encourage you to try out there, and help you as you're, you know, you'll just find you have more energy to do that, running around your truck and so forth.
Right.
But
Lisa
wanted me to share with you, because you brought up a thing that's been on our list that we've been wanting to do, but it's one of those things to back up and do it. And I know we can reach out to everybody out there to help us with this. And so we will commit to get this project done as far as coming up with some, you know, print off sheets or things that you can pull up and say, I want to make this week, you know, maybe like 5 recipes, and so this is what you have to go into the store and buy. Okay?
That'd be fantastic, because, like I said, I hate shopping. Well, I hate such a strong word. I don't hate shopping. I just really dislike it, because I get in there, and it's like, I don't know which way to go first, and I pick up a couple of things that I know I'll eat, and then I'll leave, and then I get back on the road, and I'm like, well, crap, I wish that I got this, and this, you know, so if I had like a laundry list of stuff to go in there and get, because I've got this tool I can cook this with, or this I can refrigerate this, you know, and all these things go together, and you can build this little recipe and rock and roll with it, so
that would be great.
That's kind of what I was looking to do.
We have such great people that are part of this Let's Truck Tribe out there, that are out there every day driving like you are, and have, especially this past few months, and I know we can collectively come up with some great, great resources for everybody. So, thank you for bringing that to the table.
What is your take on beef jerky? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
For myself, I don't like it, but a lot of people use it as a snack. It's a good snack if people are doing low carb, if they are paleo. I believe paleo does that as well. So it's a good snack to have to munch on. You know, that if you like nuts. But yeah, that's a personal preference, and it's not bad for you. Not bad for you.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for your knowledge.
All
right, thank you for your time.
Be safe. I appreciate your time, truly. So be safe out there. Keep running around the truck.
Right on.
Okay. Hey, we are going to head to Arkansas and talk to Les. Les, how are you?
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Good. Is this Mr. Left?
Good.
The Mr. Left?
This is.
Well, how are you guys doing?
How have you been? It's good to talk to you.
You too, sir.
Just busy. Yeah, I've been busy, very busy with all the storms and the flood damage and everything going on. And my lax effort as far as posting on HeartSmart Highway, my adventure as far as my weight loss and what's been going on with that, and staying involved with, you know, the Trucking Solutions Group, trying to get everything going for GATS, and that's going to be just tremendous for everybody that's going to be involved. So got lots and lots of stuff that's going on, and it's just a great day to be alive.
That's so good. Well, for people that don't know you, share a little bit about that with your involvement with Trucking Solutions, with HeartSmart Highway. I think I met you first on the phone with Trucking Solutions, and then got to know with HeartSmart Highway. So
share with people a little bit more about what both of those are.
Yeah, Trucking Solutions Group. We're just an advocacy group for truckers. And we do a lot of stuff as far as everything for the health side of things. A lot of times, you know, you'll take more care of your truck than you will yourself. And we're trying to bring awareness to that, too. That your body's just as important as your truck is. So take better care of yourself. And so I got involved with Trucking Solutions Group, and it's just been what a tremendous group and such professional people on board on that. And got lots of stuff going on for GATS with our health walk and the health pavilion, and the mammogram bus is coming, and we've got a GoFundMe site that Rick Ash has put up for. We're taking donations to help those that don't have the money for a mammogram when they come to GATS. So we decided that we would start a GoFundMe account, and people can go on there and donate $20, $5, $10, however you want to do that. So we've got that going on. Heart Smart Highway is just taking off like I've never seen before. And basically what happened was I had mentioned to Jeannie Lennox about going and taking her culinary skills and making a difference in our fellow truckers' lives about taking better care of yourself and eating healthy. So she started the Heart Smart Highway group and the Facebook group, and it's gone from that. And we've got the cooking challenge going on, and lots and lots of stuff going on there. And basically I started in using the recipes that were being posted on Heart Smart Highway, and started in on that. And I'm proud to say I started at the end of match. So at the end of match, I started in on my healthy eating lifestyle, and it totally just changed everything the way I used to eat. I'm a Southern boy. I'm as redneck as you can possibly get, probably. Where, you know, I mean, my grandmother taught me to fry summer sausage, so it's a total lifestyle change from where I was and where I am today. So it's basically using the posts that I see on Heart Smart Highway, I recreate, and I'm proud to say that I started my starting weight at the end of match was 222, and 3 days ago I weighed in at a 190. So,
oh my God,
totally changed my, just totally changed the way that I eat. Basically, if it's white, I don't eat it. If it's bread, I don't have bread. If it's sugar, I do not eat sugar. My substitute for sugar for my sweet fix is honey.
Okay.
I had noticed that I had listened to the one guy, and he was sort of like, "Well, I just love meat. I'm all about meat. Try portobello mushrooms." There was a post the other day of a portobello mushroom with a sweet potato hash. Jeannie Lennox had put that out there. Absolutely, just love it. So, and it gives you more of a meaty taste. A large portobello mushroom baked in the oven, drizzled with a little bit of Evo, and wow, then you soft cook the sweet potato, make a sweet potato hash, put inside of it, a little balsamic vinaigrette with honey, a little bit of cumin, a little bit of smoked paprika. And, my gosh, it's really, really, really good. So,
isn't that phenomenal?
But just amazed at all the posts that people are going on Heart Smart Highway. And that was my goal, was to use the recipes that I have found on the Heart Smart Highway to include those into my diet. And I've been able to drop 32 pounds since March, the end of March. And
that is crazy.
I don't drink sodas anymore. Any kind of, I use stevia. I use like a skinny girl stevia for in my coffee. Instead of a creamer, I use almond milk. as my creamer source.
Okay.
And I use the stevia in there, probably, you know, two squirts of stevia and almond milk. And, man, you know, because I wasn't going to give up my coffee. You know, there's a lot of things
I
give up.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say, yeah.
One of them.
Me neither.
So, but as far as all the GMOs, I've gotten away from that. I just go with whole foods. I don't eat processed foods anymore. So, stir fries. I really, really cook a lot of stir fries, and I'll use like chicken breast, and I'll trim the skinless, boneless chicken breast, trim the fat off. Slice it up, cube it up. I started using a lot of garlic and a lot of ginger, more geared towards the Chinese side of things. A little bit of sherry wine, cooking wine. But basically, that's what I do. And wow, I feel great. A long way from where I was before. So. That's what
huge.
I've been doing, and that's my good thing for the day.
That is a great thing, and you're sharing. And you know what, Les, you were just one of those that, first of all, you guys welcomed me in so much when Linda had shared what we were going to be, you know, doing the podcast. And I can't say enough about this community of drivers and people in this industry that just care about each other and just want to share what's working for them and what they're learning, and, you know, people can take what works for them, and, you know, because it won't work for everybody. So you take some things and say, oh, that recipe I might want to try, and, you know, what about this?
So right.
What else have you,
yeah.
I mean, because you guys have, where do you live? Because you were saying with the flooding. You guys were.
Rockwall, Texas is basically my town, but I spent a lot of time at a cabin rental business that I have in Arkansas. So I spent a lot of time up here, and with all the high winds, and I've had downed trees and stuff, and it's just been really, really swamped with chainsaw work and dozer work and everything. So I've had all that going on. So it's just been one thing after another, you know, with all of the rain and stuff, but hopefully I'm making headway, and
good for you.
Be able to back in on the Heart Smart Highway and posting what I was posting what I was eating and my water intake, and basically I've taken my water intake. It normally ranges probably around 80 fluid ounces per day. So basically, I try to keep it at around that. 4 20-ounce bottles. And sometimes I'll go more. Sometimes I'll go up to 100 fluid ounces. But totally got away from sodas, anything that's got sugar in it. I totally got away from it. I totally got away from bread because it was bread. It turns to sugar, and it's so not good for you. So got lots of stuff. We've got our health walk going on at GATS. So encourage everybody to stop by and. Do our health walk with Truck and Solutions Group.
Where do they find you? Where do they find Truck and Solutions Group, and where are they going to find you at GATS?
Oh, they can go to our website, truckingsolutionsgroup.org. You can find us there. If you're looking to start eating a lot healthier than what you've been doing, look at all the posts on Heart Smart Highway. So healthy for you. And basically, that's my menu. When this morning I actually got up and I cut a pepper. I took a bell pepper. I took a slice out of that. I put a whole egg inside of that. Put a little bit of smoked pepper. Put a little bit of smoked paprika inside of that with a little bit of chopped onion. And oh, was it good! So
and it kind
of makes it look. I cooked it in an electric skillet. So I used the electric skillet, and I also used coconut oil. So I'm using the cooking with coconut oil now, so all the vegetable oil is completely gone. I use sea salt now. I don't use just regular iodized salt. Totally got away from that. And going to the whole food side of things, it's good that you can cook that away because you can add the – in instead of it already. You can't get the salt out. But if you use your vegetables, your whole foods, you can add how much salt that you want in it.
Right.
There,
mm-hmm.
You know, you need salt in your diet. So.
Yeah. Yes, you do. It's essential. Mm-hmm.
But the,
okay,
I don't have a problem with water retention or anything, so everything is going good.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Les. I mean, with everything you have going on in your life too, and how much you're giving back to so many others, and it's so great to see you. You sound energetic. That sounds awesome. You sound good.
I feel 10 times better than I did. Anyway,
it was good to talk to you again.
I
always good to talk to you. And at the end of the show, I always talk about, you know, like Hartford Highway and that too. So, but be sure and remind me if I don't. You know, we'll get closer to GAC to, you know, be sure and pop in and let's remind people about everything, all the good stuff you guys have going on down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll be announcing a lot more the closer that we get. So, but
okay.
It's going to be awesome. It's probably one of the first times that I've actually seen Randall Riley is actually stepping up to the plate. What a great company to be working with them. And bringing on more health awareness to the Great American Truck Show in Dallas.
So it's going to be something
that's just going to be awesome with our health pavilion
mm-hmm.
and different seminars and stuff that's going to be going on at the stage there and stuff. So it's and Tom Kirk with Road Tested Living. So if anybody's looking
for
some weight or different gadgets to use on the truck as far as cooking in the truck. Road Tested Living. Tom Kirk, he basically takes products out and tests them and says, okay, this is what I use and blah, blah, blah. So check that out. So.
Yep, roadtestliving.com, and he's got a Facebook page too. So good stuff. Good stuff.
Yes.
Okay, Les. Well, you have a great weekend. Thank you for coming and joining us. Okay, talk soon.
You bet. Take care.
Bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Take care, Scott. We got one more time for calls. So thank you so much for everybody for calling in and just sharing the good stuff going on. And let's take one more. We're going to head off to Nevada and talk to Mike. Mike, tell me something good going on.
Well, yeah, I do have something good going on. It's good for me. It should be good for other people, but who can tell? I was going to talk about prehistory and history. 25,000 years ago, all we ate was 70% flesh, 70, 90% flesh. So that might tell people something. Of course, I don't know how the people felt eating that much food. They probably only lived to about 20 or 30 years old in those days anyways. But
mm-hmm.
I won't get into all that. I'm just going to make it kind of quick because I know you're probably short on time. But I've lost 100 pounds, but it was hard coming because I didn't know all the different things you guys are talking about now. I did know in the 1980s that they were talking about the yuppie flu, which really turned out to be, to my way of thinking, a gluten intolerance. As well as intolerance to other things like corn and beans and a whole slew of other things. Soy is another one, and milk.
Mm-hmm.
But some people aren't can tolerate that kind of stuff. Anyways, to bring it up to speed, in 2009, as it pertains to trucking, in 2009 I got into trucking because I lost everything in 2008 and needed to build up my finances. That didn't work out too good at 25 cents a mile. But living in that stupid truck with another driver, I found out that I needed to stop. Well, I actually knew it before I went into the training program. I needed to stop at Walmart every 3 days because I was not going to eat junk food from the truck stops or from the fast food places that I made that point perfectly clear to the big box I went to work for. What happened was we would stop every 3 days, and I would get the food that I need. And the easiest, quickest way to get the food that I need was to go in there and buy a lemon pepper chicken and the bagged vegetables. And with the bagged vegetables, I would have a concoction of olive oil and red wine vinegar, salt and pepper, and pour that
mm-hmm.
over the vegetables. Now, I vary that a little bit with sometimes with tuna, and you got to be careful
mm-hmm.
of that nowadays because tuna has soy
yeah.
in it, and soy can affect you like some of these other things. So now I eat the yellowfin tuna is
tuna.
In
okay.
extra virgin olive oil. So
okay.
Just to kind of keep it simple, I tried to boil it down to the vegetables, the bagged vegetables, and
mm-hmm.
the chicken. That's the easiest way to go. And you substitute that chicken with tuna or salmon, if you like the salmon, or any number of other things, ham, any kind of meat. Like, if I didn't say it, 70% of our food diet used to be meat. Now, that said, I lost 100 pounds. I don't have to do any exercising or none of that other stuff. I don't have to walk around the truck or run around the truck stop or any of that stuff. I lost 100 pounds. Now, all due to lifestyle. That's the food lifestyle you guys have been talking about.
Yeah.
Kevin's been talking about it. I hated it at first, but then I started to realize that this is really pretty important, and even though I've solved the problem, it's a good idea for other people to know it too. That's about it.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Well, congratulations, Mike. Yeah, keep it simple.
keep it simple. Counting calories is easy if you need to do that. One egg, 100 calories. But basically, if you stick to that basic diet, chicken and the vegetables, that's the easiest route to go on the road. You'll lose a ton of weight and you'll be full. That's about it.
Good for you. When did you do this all, Mike? When did you lose your weight?
Pardon me?
When did you lose your weight?
Oh, I lost a major amount of weight after I started truck driving.
Oh, after you started
driving.
And
the reason I did that was because I said, because I ate like I just got through telling you. I ate the vegetables and the chicken.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
regain
yeah.
weight after I quit that stupid 25-cent-a-mile job. I did gain more weight because I started finding food to be an entertainment. And so what I would do is I'd explore potato chips and Doritos
oh, yeah.
and,
mm-hmm.
and chocolate bars. And I'd make excuses for all that I needed it for entertainment because I wasn't doing nothing living in the middle of the desert with nothing basically to do and not that much money. So
okay.
I ended up gaining
well,
weight and lost it.
Good
so,
for you.
Anyways,
and
that's my experience.
Like are you still driving, Mike?
Yes, I am. I got my own authority. That's not working out so good, but that's another story for another time.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming and sharing and giving people the encouragement to do that. Keep it simple and gave them a couple ideas of things that they can go into the store and do and
okay.
be well.
Have
thank
good.
You, Mike.
Bye-bye.
You have a great weekend. You guys, thanks for sharing the things that you are doing out here because I learn from everything you're sharing. I go away from here, and first of all, I need to pop back over. I haven't popped over and got some good recipes from Hartford Highway recently, and I need to go grab some of that because I get stuck in a rut sometimes. So it's kind of fun to change things up, so that's a great place to go. One thing I want to ask all of you guys is for guest recommendations. I want to thank John C. that was on earlier. He gave me one that has some great podcasts out there. I went to listen to a few of hers. And John F. that called in, and I owe him a phone call to have some different guest recommendations. But here's the things we have working. I just talked to Pilot Flying J earlier today, and we are looking to have Pete from the second season of Biggest Loser on board. Pilot is very dedicated to help to help as well and get some things out there. Pete's one of their spokespersons. And so they're going to come on, and like I said, Rebecca down the road, and there's just some great people in this community. So if there's those that you know out there that you look at and you think, oh, they would be a great guest to come on and share what they're doing or, you know, something that inspires you, please, you know, let me know, okay? Send it to either support@letstruck.com or post it on the Destination Health Facebook page. Lisa put my bags out there that I package up for my green smoothie. She put a picture out there of that, so I thank her for that. So So, you guys, I just appreciate you coming on and sharing what's working, because I know it's work to do. It's dedication. It's commitment to yourself and to others. And then to come here and share it, I just truly am grateful to all of you. So I hope you have a wonderful, safe weekend. You know, thank you for being here, and I hope you know how much you matter to us. So until next week, keep learning, keep moving, be committed to you, be a leader out there on the road, and take this health journey home with you, okay? Spread it to others. Be healthy, be fit. We say do that hard work and master this journey to health. Bye for now, you guys.